Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danka together with Ryan Huang. This is one of the biggest stories from the week. The Monetary Authority of Singapore announcing it has awarded four new digital banks that will start operations from early 2022. One of them was granted to homegrown consumer internet company Sea. The group, of course, was founded back in 2009 by entrepreneur Forrest Lee, who was just recently named Businessman of the Year at the Singapore Business Awards. Now, the company's already deeply integrated into Singapore's digital economy with young consumers and SMEs through its three platforms. We're talking the likes of e-commerce platform Shopee, game developer Garena, as well as digital financial services platform Sea Money. So just how might Sea's digital bank license draw on insights from its current users to innovate products and services and, of course, improve the lives of young consumers and SMEs in Singapore? Let's get some insights from Kang Chuan Ong, Equity Research Analyst at CGS CIMB Securities. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this really big news, huh? This whole digital bank license. I suppose, could you start off by talking a little bit about the background on C? I know it because of Shopee, but what else stands out?
Yeah, sure. So C Limited actually is currently the largest company in Singapore by market cap. And like you said, it really has a relatively short history. It was only established in 2009. So you can imagine the crazy growth over the past 11 years of its operating history. This is especially true this year as the company rides on the deepening of digitalization trend across ASEAN due to COVID-19. So at the beginning, it really started out as an online game company called Garena. Right now, the company is made up of three different pillars, having strong presence in gaming, e-commerce, as well as digital financial services. Garena is still the largest business segment of the company, as well as the most profitable. So you can actually view this as the cash cow funding the growth in its other ventures. Mm. Following this, you also have Shopee, which is the e-commerce arm, as well as Sea Money, which provides digital financial services.
Yeah, I think we cannot underestimate the fact that it's got a presence in the gaming industry, because this whole digital banking thing, there is some foundation in gaming, broadly speaking, because you have people playing games online and they transact to buy items that can be used in the game. They're sort of like gaming currency, and that does go some way in helping you understand this landscape of transactions, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah, so Sea Limited does have a gaming segment called Garena. They really started out as a game publisher back then, and they launched an online game and social platform for PC in 2012 for gamers to discover, download, and play games. This platform was called Garena Plus. I'm sure many millennial gamers out there must be familiar with this name. They then moved on to distributing PC games to mobile games and are actually very successful in that. Tencent, which is one of the largest gaming company in the world, owns about 25% of shares in Sea Limited. This shows the confidence that they have in the company. Okay. And Garena right now has the first refusal to distribute Tencent's games into ASEAN and Taiwan market. Yep.
Okay. Well, Casey, I'm eventually going to lead into how they're going to position themselves as a digital bank. I just want to highlight the other aspect, which is Shopee. I mean, that's something that a lot of people are familiar with. With regard to this e-commerce segment, I mean, is it making any headway in getting profitable? Because it was reported that Shopee made a loss of $1 billion last year. Well, I suppose this year, with more people shopping online, should be positive, right?
Yes. So Shopee was actually first launched in 2015 amid cutthroat competition. But right now, it's actually a market leader in Southeast Asia as well as Taiwan. I think what made it so successful here is their focus on female shoppers, as they tend to be more sticky and have higher purchase frequencies. So categories like fashion, home and living, as well as baby products are actually the most popular under this platform. Also, there is a lot of social and gamification elements on the platform. For example, Shopee Feed, Shopee Games, etc. All these should help to improve customer stickiness. So this year, they actually kind of benefited from COVID-19 as shopping behavior moved online during the lockdown across countries. So C actually guided for about 144% year-on-year annual growth for their e-commerce arm this year. It shows how strong the growth is. So we believe that with its market leadership position in ASEAN, Shopee has multiple levers to pull to further increase its monetization rate. For example, they could charge higher seller commissions going forward, increase the advertising space, etc. Okay. I believe all these can help Shopee further narrow its losses and bring the e-commerce business to profitability in the next 1 to 2 years.
Very nice. Which leads me to my next question on where C can find its positioning as a digital bank. I mean, if you were going to look at the differentiated products, what kind of potential differentiated products can they offer compared with traditional banks? What do you see? What do you expect?
Right now, actually, Shopee's fintech segment is still in its infancy stage. Right now, it's mainly integrated within Garena and Shopee platforms as a payment channel. So Shopee is still actually trying to aggressively grow this segment. This currently handles the payments for more than 30% of Shopee's gross orders, and there's actually still a lot of room to grow, even on its e-wallet space. So besides online payment, Shopee is also moving to offline payments. This will be quite important in expanding the reach of this e-wallet. A digital bank license will allow Shopee to collect consumer deposits and also engage in more financing businesses, including the provision of loans. For example, C could issue cards without the support of a financial institution. They could also offer point-of-sale financing plans for large ticket purchases, etc. Meanwhile, on the SME front, it could also finance merchants constrained by working capital.
Casey, does that mean that if I'm a merchant on Shopee or if I'm a customer on Shopee, and I'm just using Shopee as an example, or maybe I'm a gamer, I could potentially be an early adopter, I could potentially benefit from this? I mean, well, it depends on whether they announce that or not, but this is a potential market, right?
Yes, of course. So C understands your gaming or shopping patterns, especially for millennials who are the earliest adopters of such new economy concepts such as e-commerce and gaming, and as well as digital payments. But I think its key edge is actually in understanding the SMEs because its e-commerce platform can capture this enormous amount of seller data. They actually know how well a store is performing, how are their service quality, are they paying on time, etc. These are all data points that traditional banks will find harder to get, and this makes them stand out in this space.
All right. To wrap up, Casey, I want to talk about your outlook on the company, and especially in view of how it's still making losses. You know, it needs to spend more to win customers for its banking business. The latest Q3 net loss was at over $425 million. So that's more than double the loss from a year ago. What are you looking ahead for this company?
So I think as with all new business ventures, investments are needed to drive growth. And with such strong growth across all three segments, I think it wouldn't be so surprising if C Limited continues to be loss making for next year. But that being said, its e-commerce arm is actually, you are seeing them improving the monetization front on this. And I believe that this could help them further narrow the losses over the next 1-2 years. Hence, overall, I believe that, C Limited can achieve break even actually in 2022. On the expansion into this digital bank license, I think at the beginning, it wouldn't be so surprising if C gives more sweet deals to award early adopters, just like how when Grab first started out, they incentivized drivers and passengers to use its platforms. So I think this could potentially put slight margin pressure for the digital financial service business in the medium term. But I would say that the opportunities here are enormous. We have all seen how Alipay in China has grown, starting from a payment system for Taobao to becoming one of the largest fintech company globally. So should Sea Limited continue to execute well on this front, we do see enormous potential.
Very optimistic. 2022, we shall see. Kang Chuan Ong, Equity Research Analyst at CGS CIMB Securities on the line with me. Casey, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.